This is the Nations Conspire channel. Welcome to today's show. Do you know how I know that we're in the end times? Well, it's technology like this, but not that it's new technology. The world's first computer that's running on living human brain cells. But because now that we have a computer that's running on living brain cells, which we should consider a crime against humanity, we should be arresting people that are even attempting to create this technology, because really it's technology and science all is a farce for witchcraft and sorcery. And what this is them creating a cyborg. And I don't know any human beings who have given approval to this, but most human beings can't really wrap their heads around what's going on around us. But not just because this exists, because I've talked about this technology in the past. This is Cortical Labs CL1. It's the first living biocomputer, and it costs almost the same as Apple's best failure. So it's an expensive computer, but do you see what I'm getting at? This computer is available for purchase. You could purchase this computer yourself. Your neighbor, Jeffrey Dahmer, could purchase this computer. Some type of psychopath who you know nothing about has the ability to go online and purchase this tech. So like I said, this is a cyborg. This is cloning. This is digital twin type of technology here, which isn't really technology. Again, this is witchcraft. This is sorcery. That's happening in front of us and nobody's resisting it. Nobody's going, I'm sorry, what is this? Well, this is a thing that we can make cyborgs with. We could take you and put you inside of a computer, right? I'm going to show you what this thing is from the company itself. And you can listen to these psychopaths talk about this technology as if it's very innovative and very needed in the world. Most people won't understand what they're saying, but when they throw terms in like Musk does and Neuralink does about curing diseases and how this is for medicine and this is for medical purposes, well, people just automatically accept it and agree with it. And they say to themselves, well, it's for medical purposes. I mean, this could help somebody live longer or help somebody who has a terminal disease or help somebody who's suffering from something like Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's. And this is nothing more than the mixing of iron and clay, the mixing of man and machine. Take a look at what this is for anybody out there that's not familiar and tell me how this benefits humanity.
Cortical Labs is a company that's developed the world's first biological computer. And what I mean by biological computer is that unlike using artificial neural networks, we grow real biological neurons into networks onto computer chips. How we do that is that we take blood or skin and we can transform them into stem cells and from stem cells into brain cells or neurons that we then use them for compute and intelligence. This is where the neurons would be embedded in. We have 64 channels where we can interface with them electronically. There's a compute unit at the base that reads the electrical activity and performs the computation. We have pumps like the heart, waste feeding reservoirs, filtration units like the kidneys, and we have a gas mixer to take carbon dioxide, oxygen, and nitrogen. Australia, because we partnered with also the guys from the University of Barcelona. We also have PDMS structures where we can actually get them to look more like computing units and learn how to recognize clusters of digits that are handwritten. So is the digit 4 different from digit 5 versus 7? In the short term is we can use it for life sciences, for personalized medicine, for drug discovery and development. But the longer term vision of the company here is to pioneer a new form of computing where we can actually use these neurons that can process information with much quicker speed, with much less data, and with much more energy efficiency so that we can get to intelligence, but without the significant cost associated with it.
Three units here have live neurons that were grown by our collaborators at the University of Barcelona, gene. So this is temperature, carbon dioxide, oxygen.
The key here is in personalized medicine, right? For the longest time, we've been treating populations of people, but what you really want to be treating is the individual itself. With this kind of technology, we potentially could grow neurons taken from patients with, say, a dementia or with epilepsy, and test compounds and drugs that would then be personalized and tailored to that patient. So I think that's phenomenal, right?
What kind of programming language do you have to use or something?
We've heard about large language models taking off and the amount of energy required and the data required. We think that there is actually an alternative approach using biological computing systems where we can actually get the results that we want, but without the associated cost of energy or data.
A healthy state that replicates what's actually inside the human body. And what's fascinating about this is that it produces no heat.
The two pillars of this technology, which is energy efficiency and data efficiency, right? We need these two in order for our systems to get to the next level, and we think that biological computing is the solution for that one.
Once you have that, you need a system where you can keep these cells alive outside of the human body. That's where we developed the CL1, which is the biological computer.
So that type of technology where they're literally showing you a living computer, that's what they're showing. They were showing you a computer that's running on living human brain cells. You saw they even showed you the functionality of the computer's body, like a human being's body. And they're calling this an extension of a scientist's brain, saying real neurons are cultivated inside a nutrient-rich solution, supplying them with everything they need to be healthy. They grow across a silicon chip, which sends and receives electrical impulses into the neural structure. The world the neurons exist in is created by Cortical Labs' biological intelligence operating system and runs a simulated world and sends information directly to the neurons about their environment. Do you see where this is headed? You see where this is headed with Neuralink, where this is headed with Meta and the metaverse and some of these other things that I've covered, like virtual realms and bands like Kiss, these satanic bands that have decided to retire because they're going to create avatars and live in a virtual realm. People don't grasp where this is going, but this is literally out of so many movies and has been talked about for so long that people have become desensitized. They don't even realize what's happening in front of their faces. So it runs a simulated world and sends information directly to the neurons about their environment. As the neurons react, their impulses affect their simulated world. We bring these neurons to life and integrate them into the BIOS, with it, which is the Biological Intelligence Operating System, with a mixture of hard silicone and soft tissue. You get to connect directly to these neurons. By deploying code directly to the real neurons, the company claims the CL1 can solve today's most difficult challenges. The neuron is self-programming, infinitely flexible, and the result of 4 billion years of evolution, which is always funny, right? The 4 billion years stuff. What digital AI models spend tremendous resources trying to emulate, we begin with. A report from New Atlas claims Cortical is constructing a, quote, first-of-its-kind biological neural network server stack housing 30 individual units that each contain the cells on their electrode array, which is expected to go online in the coming months. The site reports the company is aiming to have 4 stacks available for commercial use via a cloud system by the end of 2025. As for pricing, the CL1 will be surprisingly affordable. The units themselves are expected to have a price tag of around $35,000. That's apparently affordable to whatever, I guess the psychopaths have that kind of money, right? $35,000 to start with. I mean, you're obviously a grade A nut job if you're somebody who sees this and actually wants to purchase it, but obviously those are the only types of people who would want this type of technology to exist in the first place. So $35,000 to start with, anything close to this kind of tech is currently priced at 80,000 euros or 85,000 US dollars. For context, Apple's best failure, the Lisa, which paved the way for the Macintosh and even Microsoft Windows, sold for $9,995 in January of 1983. Surprise, it wasn't right along the lines with some of their other products that sold for $666.66, but I guess selling for $66,000. They just did their nines. You know, their sixes upside down with their nines there. But they say, will the CL1 prove to be as important to computing's future as the Lisa was? It's impossible to say, but for now, its impact will largely depend on scalability, practical applications, and how well it integrates into existing AI and computing systems. So first of all, let's just look at that let's step back, right? Let's step back away from the fact that, is this needed? No. Is this dangerous? Yes. We have people that can't even, you know, purchase guns or anything to defend their home because of some of the laws that are in place and what the government could define as mental health and whatnot. But you could buy this, right? Then think about the other thing when he talks about how you could take somebody's blood or skin. And you might say, right, so who are these people that they're using this with? Well, just think about how many people have given their blood willingly to the government by thinking that they were giving it to Ancestry.com or 23andMe or whatever that other companies, these companies that dupe you because the celebrities go on TV and talk about who they're related to, which is a form of mind control, right? The celebrities go, I was related to a king. People should be going, all right, it seems like you guys are all related to really important bloodlines. Maybe there's something to this. Instead, people see that as monkey see, monkey do. And they go, wow, I'd love to find out who I'm related to. Let me send in my blood. Nothing like this could ever happen because nobody grasps the type of technology they have. They can literally create your digital twin, and they already are doing stuff like that. And I'll do more videos on that in the future. Now, this is not new tech. And I've talked about this in the past. But what's new is the fact that they're selling it. But really, this has been talked about for a long time because I personally believe that this is the fallen angels technology. And it's been around for a long time. And what it's about is normalizing and getting society to accept it. So all these people like Bill Gates and Elon Musk, they didn't develop these things. This tech has been there. And these sorcerers have the capability to access this type of witchcraft and this type of what we call technology and then push it onto the American people, or excuse me, the people of the earth. What has to happen is they need to convince people that this is okay. So now we're at a standpoint. If they came out with this tech in the 1960s, what do you think would have happened? Don't you think people would have said, we don't agree with this. This sounds dangerous. Absolutely not. This could be looked at as a terroristic threat, right? Now in today's world, in the name of science and technology, they're able to get away with all of this stuff, creating this type of stuff where nobody could really tell you the actual benefits of it. But they use terminology, like I said, they talk about science and medicine, the medical field, new discoveries, and all these people, their brains are shut off. That's all they need to hear. They're just key words that trigger their mind to shut down and go, oh, okay, I should accept this because it could be beneficial for my health or someone else's. So this is technology that we've heard about in movies over the years, and there's lots of movies that have discussed this type of tech. And I want to show you a trailer from one from 1953 that shows you that they've had this in the plans for a long time. Right? Somebody needed to just write this movie called Donovan's Brain in 1953 because they were up at night and they came up with this ridiculous idea. This is the 1950s where, you know, there's some sci-fi films that look like campy, horrible F, you know, D-level films as they call them that have so much truth in it. Right? I've talked about Metropolis. Metropolis, you know, you look at those films. You say, how did they know then that that's what the world would look like 100 years from now? Because they had the tech. It was about brainwashing you into the tech, getting you familiar with the tech, getting you to accept the tech, not to push back on the tech, not to look at the tech as witchcraft. So all of these psychological operations that they've unleashed on the public over the last 100 years, which includes dismissing the notion of Satan existing and witches existing, right? And then normalizing it with Disney, with Harry Potter, all this other stuff, getting people to say, oh yeah, witchcraft, bring it into my home, but that's not real witchcraft, right? They've desensitized people to all this stuff, and now they think it's all tech, that it's all smart scientists coming up with this stuff, and people like us are lunatics, right? That's all through mind control. But take a look at this trailer. It's very similar to what this technology has the capability of doing, and I guess, you know, 1953, somebody just came up with this idea randomly 75 years ago or so. Look.
as the scientist who discovered that the human brain can survive bodily destruction, can continue to function as a dynamo of living thought, generating a mental power greater than the science of man, as the reporter who probed too deeply into the beyond received the full impact of its deadliest forces.
Thanks to Dr. Patrick Corey, the brain will live, thrive, and continue to grow far beyond the body. It is already able to exist in any body, anywhere it will.
Submit to the brain's satanic vibrations of evil.
So this is obviously technology that's been around. Metropolis has the same types of themes in it with rebuilding of the Tower of Babel through technology, right? That's what this is. AI governance, the rebuilding of the Tower of Babel, but changing what a human being is, changing their genetics and being able to do things like create digital twins. And now not only do we have the world's first computer that's running on living human brain cells, but you can buy it, right? Oh, are there any qualifications for being able to buy this? I mean, how would you feel if some psychopath bought this? Well, most people out there go, I don't know. What does it have to do with me, right? What does it have to do with me living or dying or my day-to-day life? Right. Well, when you give people this type of technology and you can't comprehend what it's capable of doing, like not just the mixing of iron and clay, like cloning, like actually creating digital twins and things like that, people need to wake up. And I said this before because people say, well, what do we do about it? Well, we have to push back on the tech. Not tomorrow, not today, yesterday. That's when we should have been pushing back on this. But the problem is that people are addicted to it. You'll hear the news media talk about addiction, drinking, drugs, cigarettes, all this other stuff. You never hear them talk about technology and the phone. They tell you that it's normal, and if you don't adapt to the things that they're pushing, like getting on your phone, doing everything digitally, that you're weird, or you're just so dumb you can't understand how to do it, right? That's the brainwashing they've done. 99% of the population would rather go along with this tech if it meant that they'd have to get rid of their phones and start learning how to live on their own, independently, grow their own food, survive without the government, right? And they don't want to do that. So a computer that's running on human brain cells, ladies and gentlemen, in 2025, that's how I know we're very close to the end. I thank everybody for being here. I hope you're all doing well. God bless you and your families as always.